节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Nora, do you have any good shows to recommend?
最近实在是剧荒了。
Well, have you watched the Korean show Squid Game?
Squid Game? 啊，鱿鱼游戏对不对？最近经常听你们说啊，但是我自己没看过。
Well, is it any good? I'd say it's pretty good. But it may not be the kind of show that you will like. 就里面呢，还是有一些比较血腥暴力的镜头吧。可能我觉得不是你太喜欢的类型。
那我还是不看了吧。不过说到剧哦，最近我开始重温一些老电影，然后我发现以前的一些男明星长得真的好帅呀。
And who is the handsome actor, may I ask?
Alan Delon, 阿兰德龙啊。Do you know him?
Well, I'm pretty sure that I've heard his name somewhere, but he must be like, what, 100 years now?
也不至于那么老吧。阿兰德龙今年应该是80多岁啊。后来呢，我也查了一些他的资料，发现年轻时候的他呢，完美的诠释了什么叫做帅是真的帅，但是渣也是真的渣。
Wow. So how about we talk about him in today's podcast?
Okay, 那今天呢，我们就跟大家一起聊一聊老牌帅哥阿兰德龙的故事吧。
Okay, so what's the first thing we need to know about him?
Well, he's a French actor and businessman. He's known as one of Europe's most prominent actors and screen sex symbols.From the 1960s and 1970s.
Wow, 难怪你觉得他非常的帅啊。那阿兰他是出生于法国，是著名的演员、商人，然后还被誉为是欧洲六七十年代最著名的演员之一，也是经典的荧幕性感象征啊。那这个评价也是非常高的。
没错，那这里呢，我们来学习两个表达啊。第一个 prominent.
So someone who is prominent is important and well-known.意思是非常重要的，非常著名的。
Exactly. So here is an example sentence. He played a prominent part in the campaign. 他在这次运动中发挥了重要作用。
对，那第二个表达 ,sex symbol. 我的声音有没有非常的性感呢？
有有有。
Sex symbol.
Yeah. So it's definitely sexy. A sex symbol is a famous person, especially an actor or a singer.Who is considered by many people to be sexually attractive.
没错 ,sex symbol, 我们就可以翻译为性感偶像啊。一般就是被很多的人追逐，很多人吹捧，长得非常漂亮的人。
That's right. 我刚刚就看完了他年轻时候的照片啊，绝对称得上是 sex symbol. 一双湖蓝色的眼睛仿佛要把我吸进去了。
没错，所以说帅是真的帅，但是呢，他渣也是真的渣。
Why do you say that? He had many girlfriends?
Yes. Before he got famous, he had little money, so he had to spend time working as a waiter, a porter, a secretary, and a sales assistant. During his time, he became friends with an actress, Bridget Uber, and joined her on a trip to the Cannes Film Festival, where his film career begins.
那大多数的明星成名之前都是没啥钱的嘛。像我们今天的这个主人公啊，他也是一样的。不过有幸的是，他遇到了人生中第一位贵人 Bridget。不过贝贝，你刚刚其实有讲到一个 Cannes Film Festival， 这是哪个电影节啊？
我一说它的中文，你一定知道了啊，就是我们熟知的戛纳电影节 ，C A N N E S。因为是法语，所以发音呢就是 Cannes， 像英文的 Cannes 这个单词。
Okay, good to know. But there's only one lady, and you said he had many girlfriends.
Well, in 1959, Delon was engaged to actress Romy, whom he met when they co-starred in the film Christine. During their relationship, he had an affair with German actress, singer, and model Nicole.
Wow, 好像听上去真的挺渣的。那在1959年啊，德龙和女演员 Romy 就订婚了。那订婚呢，这里有一个表达就是 be engaged to.
Yes, so if you say you're engaged with somebody, it means you have agreed to marry somebody.
意思呢就是订婚，它的名词形式是 engagement. 比如我们说的订婚戒指就是 engagement ring.
Exactly. 那在和 Romy 交往的期间啊，德龙又与另外一位德国的女演员 Nicole 传了绯闻。那在这里呢，传绯闻有外遇，还有就是表示和某人有暧昧的关系，我们就可以用到 have an affair 来表达。
That's right. Well, in December 1963, Romy and DeLong decide to break the engagement. After she died in 1982, he confessed that Romy was the love of his life.
And now he realized that she was the love of his life. And you're right, men are full of crap.
真的太渣了，对不对？
德龙呢，在1963年跟未婚妻 Romy 解除了婚约。那在82年 Romy 去世之后呢，德龙也是公开表示 Romy 是他的一生所爱。这个 confess 就表示承认、忏悔。
Yes, to confess here means to admit something that you feel ashamed or embarrassed about. 尤其是承认让你感觉到非常羞愧或者是尴尬的事情。
对，人去世了才知道他是一生所爱，拥有的时候怎么就不知道珍惜呢？说他渣男真是一点都没冤枉他。
So based on the fact that he's indeed a player, I guess he still had many relationships after that, right?
Well, you're right on this one. In 1964, DeLong married Nathalie, a French actress. In late 1967, DeLong filed for divorce, but they continued to live under the same roof.
那在1964年啊，德龙与法国的女演员叫娜塔莉结婚了。然后1967年底呢，他就申请离婚，但是他们继续生活在同一个屋檐下。Live under the same roof 就可以表示生活在同一个屋檐下。
Right, and he had several short relationships after that, but all of them were short. 在之后呢，德龙还是有好几段恋情啊，但是毋庸置疑的是每一段都是非常短暂的。
Right. Now he lives in a small countryside. He has money, he has high social status, he has everything but happiness.
如今的阿兰德龙呢，已经86岁高龄了啊，不缺金钱，也不缺社会地位。Social status 就表示社会地位，但是呢，他拥有一切却不幸福。
哎，那贝贝，你以后想要做一个有钱但是孤独的老太太，还是没那么有钱但是却有家人或者朋友相伴呢？
我可以做一个有钱还有陪伴的老太太吗？
果然是成年人不做选择全都
要。
Yeah, that's no option as well.
个人觉得啊，人年纪大了就还是会更渴望一份陪伴，一份关心吧。因为相对于老人家来说呢，最重要的已经不是金钱了，而是时间。
Yeah, I agree. I also believe that you reap just what you sow.珍惜当下，珍惜眼前人，才能让以后的人生不留遗憾。
说得太好了啊。德龙在暮年之时呢，接受媒体访问，叹息说，现在的我什么都有，就是没有幸福。40年前，幸福已经离去了，留给他的只剩繁华的苍凉和寂寥的余生。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。